You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Do you remember your first time smoking?
I think I can pinpoint it to the first time. It was in college. And then I kept thinking that there were Dementors, like from Harry Potter.
Oh my God.
Like circling my head. Just like circling.
Like a photo booth effect?
Yeah. Like I was like, ugh. And then I felt like the floor was metal and my head had a magnet in it.
Welcome to Don't Mess. I'm Chris Clemens.
And I'm Christine Sidelko.
And this is our podcast. We are just hoping to learn a little bit more about people that we necessarily may not know about and hopefully bring some entertainment to it because we are hot messes.
I'm hot and a mess. You heard it here. Don't mess. Don't hot mess. Don't hot box your car.
I'm hot.
I'm sexy.
Don't Mess is a CastBox original produced alongside Studio 71. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all your favorite podcasts. You can listen to Don't Mess wherever you get your podcasts, but I hope you'll give CastBox a shot. I think it's the best.
Don't mess. Don't mess.
Everybody, welcome back to Don't Mess.
They can't see it. Did your neck just crack?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Yeah,
shut <that's>... up! Shut up!
Please be quiet.
Shut up.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Don't Mess. Oh my God, I just realized our sign is in here.
I noticed long ago.
I was wondering why that wall looked so empty. Anyway, my name is Chris.
Posters. Who decorated?
I don't know.
There's like a paper mache unicorn. Why?
Well, that you broke. Its horn is... It's no longer horny.
I don't respect it.
That's... Yeah. Threw it again. Have you ever seen a flying unicorn?
Shoddy material.
Well, yeah. It's like cardboard from like Michaels.
Shoddy material.
Today we are doing...
It sounds like a entertainer. Hi, I'm Shoddy Material. Scotty Material.
That's your drag name?
No.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry,
Miss Sidelko. So today we...
Please, Miss Sidelko is my mom. You can call me a funny thing that I haven't thought of.
Okay, well, a funny thing I haven't thought of. Today we are talking about marijuana. And we figured we would kind of start with our first times. You know, really... Get into. I love that you're blowing your vape right into the mic.
I did.
It's
that.
ASMR.
Oh no, it's not. I don't want it to be, and it never will be.
Okay, scene. Do you remember your first time smoking?
It was a hot summer's day on the eve of Boxing Day. Not in summer. Okay, I think I can pinpoint it to the first time. It was in college, sophomore year.
Oh,
I was a late bloomer. I tried to get high before that.
I got high sophomore year too.
Shut up! Stop stealing my thunder.
You're right. My life is thunder.
My whole life is thunder. Oh, that quote. Oh my God! When you Google my name now, I come up instead of that other Jenna Maroney who electrocuted all those horses.
Jenna, that was you.
I love that.
Anyway,
line.
That's talent walking.
That's my favorite Jenna line.
I love her.
What were we talking about?
Our first time getting high.
Oh, sophomore year. Nope, freshman year of college. I just realized. I was, what did he text you?
I don't, no, my phone just vibrated.
Oh, I thought Mark texted you.
It's on airplane mode, so.
Because he just smiled at us weird.
Oh, anyway.
Now he just shrugged weird. Now he's sitting weird.
Well, Mark's weird.
Now he's crossing his legs like a girl. Now he's picking his nose and eating
really
it.
Now he's feeling really self-conscious.
Oh my gosh, now he's peeing his pants?
Yeah, Mark, put your pants back on.
He keeps farting so much.
Wait, so you started freshman year?
Oh, okay, so freshman year.
You started ruining your life freshman year?
Yes. So we had one of my friends bought edibles from this guy, and they were like Jolly Rancher edibles.
Ooh.
So you would like suck on them whenever I had one. And I was high.
Interesting.
In the dorm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Were you like, did you get really high?
Yeah, I was kind of just like looking at a pencil a lot and just like laughing a lot. It was fun.
I remember laughing a lot.
But then the second time I did it, I got really, really scared. And I kept, actually, this has to do with you, Mom. I was sleeping over, you remember Robert Nelson? I was sleeping on his couch because we had just watched Game of Thrones. It was a Sunday night. The next day, I was going to volunteer with my roommate at this like dog shelter where we go walk dogs. So I take this edible, I fall asleep. I'm so paranoid. I think that I keep hearing my mom sticking her head through the doorway and saying, Christine. And I just so clearly heard her voice, and I was at college. She wasn't there. Christine. And I'm like, what is happening? And then I kept thinking that there were Dementors, like from Harry Potter.
Oh my God.
Like circling my head. Just like circling.
Like a photo booth effect?
Yeah. Like I was like, ah. And then I felt like the floor was metal and my head had a magnet in it. And my head was just slowly being like dragged to the
floor.
Was
this like a fucking salvia edible?
I have no idea. This? And then it lasted overnight onto the bus. I was still high. I started crying because I was scared that I was going to step on all the dogs. I was like, why hasn't this ended yet? My friend's like, I think you took too much. I'm like, back then my tolerance was really low, I guess. And I was like, what's happening to me? It was so weird.
Oh my God. I have never had good experiences with edibles until I came to LA.
Yeah.
Whenever I'd come to LA, I'd bring back like brownies and like edibles and stuff, which I don't know why, because I'd never had a good experience, because for me, I would be high for like 48 hours.
Sounds great.
No.
Hi, Mom.
I hated edibles.
Mm-hmm.
I still kind of don't like them.
Oh, Ian's edibles. Ugh. Those cookies.
Yeah, those cookies are
so good.
So good.
So when did you first get high?
I got high sophomore year.
So I guess
first
I'm
semester.
A bit more of a pothead.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. You started you 1 year prior to my.
Factually, that is correct.
Yes.
I was studying abroad in London, and my friend Haley.
While you were studying photography at NYU. Right? Mark, you didn't get that one.
No, it's just not funny anymore.
Oh, I think it is.
I just farted.
I'm laughing inside.
But my friend Haley somehow had an apartment there or something.
Where?
In London.
Oh,
and so
a flat.
I remember.
It's called a flat.
Sorry, they had a flat, bruv. but I remember it. It's all kind of a blur because I was also a little drunk.
Crossfaded. That's called crossfaded, Mom, when you're high and drunk at the same time.
But I'm wondering if I.
Sometimes the Drake song, "Bitch, I'm Both." I only usually do this when I'm drunk but I'm high, but I'm both right now.
Oh yeah.
Great.
But I don't really remember, but you know the scene in Harry Potter in like the dark part of like the ministry or whatever with the black tile and the snake goes for Mr. Weasley?
Is that one of the later movies?
Yeah.
I don't think.
It just reminds me of that. It was like a really dark apartment.
Uh-huh.
It was beautiful,
yeah.
But like dark.
Dark. And you're in London, that's where wizards live.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I just kept thinking I was in like a Harry Potter movie. Like I was in like Slytherin or some shit.
Oh, so you both had like Harry Potter. Well,
oh my God, yeah.
That bad experience happened my sophomore year.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God, bitch. We're just
Should
like...
we make out? I mean,
not worth the joke. That was not worth the joke. Ugh. What's your worst smoking experience? Like, I've had people be like, oh, I had to stop smoking because I got really paranoid or like things like that. Have you ever had any of those? Because everybody who stops smoking and tells me that like they got really paranoid, it sounds like a horror story.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this might have been also due to lack of sleep. Because I had really weird insomnia for like 2 weeks. And I was really tired one time and I was high and I was in my bed and I just so vividly had this like hallucination of this like monster just like crawling out of my closet and like towards me. And I was like trying to shut my eyes and I kept opening them and I was like, oh my God, it kind of looked like that Jack Skellington. It was like slender. It was like, but I like saw it so clearly. I was like, I'm literally
tripping.
Seeing things.
Oh.
And then I had like a 2 week break after that and I felt really good. And
yeah.
Then I just went back to it. But I think it was mostly because I wasn't getting enough sleep. But still.
Oh my God,
I was
that
like,
is so scary.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy that like
the world is just Stoner thought real fast that the world is just literally made up of like what your brain feeds you. Like
you sound like the but like how do you know if my yellow is your yellow, you know?
That is another scary thought, though. Yeah. Like, what if we all see this
That
world?
Does freak me out if I think about it. Sometimes even like, if I'm sober.
There's no way to figure that out.
You never stare in the mirror when you were a kid and, like, just get be like, I'm a person in the universe where I'm a person and I'm here, but I'm a me, but other people are them and I'm me.
Yeah.
Like, you're just like, whoa.
You're like, that. Wow, my life is this, to me, like, overwhelming that, like, everybody else has that exact overwhelming. Like,
I'm a
overwhelming,
person.
Like, oh my. No, it's pronounced pot stoners.
Oh, yeah. My mom's always like, she calls it pot because she's old. So she's always like, you smoking pot? You think it's because all that pot you smoke? Oh, so you're smoking pot. And I'm like...
My mom calls it pot,
yeah,
too, though.
Yeah, I'm like, no one really calls it that.
Yeah, when I told her about my bronchitis, she was like, well, do you think that's due to the pot?
Yeah, that's what she... She's like, well, is it from all that pot you smoke over there? I'm like, Mom.
And I was like, yeah,
I'm like, yes.
It is.
And the smog. But yes, a lot of it is that, but shut up.
Yeah, there are wildfires, but like there are also direct line to my throat.
Yeah.
What does your mom think of you smoking?
I know that, this is right
well,
here.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that we're... Well, no, I didn't forget that you were here. I just didn't know. I just forgot that you've been talking to her already. Yeah, what do you think of Christine smoking pot? Smoking pot, I sound like my mom.
Well, I'd have to say there's much worse things that I would worry about her more. And I can't say that I didn't at one point in time.
We have an exclusive Hollywire Story TV.
Yeah, my mom was a person in the 70s yeah. who went to college. Yeah. So, yeah, she smoked weed.
I can't think of too many people that I
yeah, that happened.
Say that. So, it doesn't bother me a whole lot.
But your pot was shitty, though.
I do worry about the health effects, though, because she just gets bronchitis so easily.
Yeah, same.
Chronically, some might say.
Yeah. Same. Yeah.
I'm cool with it. Could be worse.
Yeah. Yeah,
could
my mom
worse.
Kinda just accepts it at this point. She's not like stoked about it.
Yeah, I don't like boil anything in a spoon.
Yeah.
And
I
inject
don't, like,
it. You know, I feel like
yeah, I don't put anything into my nose.
Yeah,
like,
I don't snort, I don't inject, I just
like and
inhale.
The worst that I do is I just like order a little too much food sometimes. Like
yeah.
I'm never like in danger. I'm always making, if anything, smarter decisions.
It does make me a better driver because I'm just like, I don't get like road rage. Because I'm like, oh, I'm just going 70 miles an hour and that's okay. I don't care. I have a really high tolerance. I don't get like stoned at the wheel.
Well, no, I mean, I'm the same way.
Yeah. I thought we were supposed to share our feelings here. I thought this was a safe place, but I guess not.
Well, I
guess if it's so you can't commit to your DUI felonies, then why can't you do it? And then he said that it was a DUI, and I said that I was just trying to stay with Gordon to feel closer to him. Okay, I'm done.
Okay.
So pot, weed, marijuana, grass.
Kush.
Doobie.
I smoke quite a bit, but like... Okay, that sounds like scary. But I smoke.
I smoke quite a bit. No.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Quite a bit.
I always get people on the internet make it. I feel like when they tweet me and stuff, I always feel like if what they tweet me and it sounds like a problem.
Oh, that's why I hate the internet and deleted my Twitter app for 2 weeks.
That's
and still
so
haven't
hot.
Downloaded it back.
But I don't know like any like dabs and like I don't know.
Dabs are too much work. It's too complicated. You have to like the dab ring like oh I have to circle
if I need
this
something,
thing and I gotta like it's like a fucking
if
experiment.
If I need something called
like
a
beakers.
Rig to smoke, it's just I feel like that's like too much.
I shouldn't
much.
Be allowed to operate a rig at any size.
Yeah.
Remember Honey Boo Boo? She's like, that's her mom. She's like, that's my forklift toe.
No.
She's like, I got set up by a forklift. That's my forklift toe. I'm like, what?
That family really is America's treasure.
Wasn't their house like right by a train?
It was right next to
yeah,
a train.
It was, right
it was
by
my
favorite.
That was like the fucking part you could just not write. Like that was like authenticity right there. But I just don't know any people always
remember
come
John
to me.
John and Kate plus eight.
I never, like...
And he full Ed Hardy when they got divorced.
He really went through a crisis when they went divorced.
The little one with glasses.
I didn't really, like, pay attention to them.
I used to be able to name all the Duggars in order.
See, the Duggars scare me.
Well, they scare me, but that's why they fascinated me.
Oh, I think they just...
They're like, we think the world's 8,000 years old. Here's your tater tot casserole. Like, what is happening?
I would be actually so interested to watch that as, like, an adult with, like, a... At the time, I was so young that I was like, why do I...
I was so into it. I'd always buy, like, the magazines. And it was like, the daughter has a new, like, see, grandma again.
I'd always see the magazines and be like, who cares? Oh, but, like, I think that would be so interesting to go back and watch. Like,
yeah, all the jeans got Jim Bob. They're so weird. It was so funny. There's an episode where they went to New York, and he's just wearing this fanny pack. He's like, can you tell us how to get to...
Times Square.
And I'm like, what is happening? And then they go to this, like, creationist museum, and they're like, dinosaurs weren't real. And I'm like, what is happening?
Were they Mormon?
No, they were some other kind. They were from Arkansas, homeschooler, Bible thumper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember their...
It's not Mormon. It's like similar. It's like they wear jean skirts. It's like Puritan.
It's like Amish.
They're pilgrims. Yeah, no, they're not Amish. They have like a normal house.
They have electricity.
Yeah, they have electricity. Yeah, I was like, Jessa, John, David, Jeremiah, Jedediah, Jeremiah. I used to know them all in order. I can't remember now.
Wow,
it's been so
those
long.
Names are very...
Yeah, and then the older one like molested a bunch of people. So
what?
Yeah, that's why I went off the air.
Oh my god! I mean, clearly I.
Yeah, they're fucked up.
Well,
and
I
so
mean,
am
you
I.
Kind of have
what
to...
is this episode? Can we do a whole episode about the Duggar?
I'd be down. I know nothing, so
binge watch. You know how they have those podcasts dedicated to just a TV show and they analyze every episode.
Let's do it.
No.
Let's just become that.
Yeah.
30 Rock.
Just completely pivot.
Everybody's like, what is this?
Yeah. Okay, well, while we contemplate our new formula here, we'll be back soon. Bye.
This episode of Don't Mess is sponsored by Sunbasket. Sunbasket offers 18 quick, healthy recipes every week, including paleo, gluten-free, vegan, and calorie-conscious options, all delivered to your door with organic produce and clean ingredients. So you don't have to worry about the details, and eating is never a chore. I've been in the middle of moving from an apartment into a house, and all of my stuff is in cardboard boxes. And to have a cardboard box of actual meals with ingredients show up, and I don't have to worry about if it's like healthy or whatnot, I already know that it is. It has been so easy.
I love cardboard.
Yeah. For example, I really did not have a lot of time, and I made fresh penne with red pepper and cashew cream and baby broccoli, and it tasted like we went straight out to dinner, but we were sitting on the floor because the table had already moved.
Cashew cream. Was it cashew crema or cashew cream?
Oh, crema. What's crema?
Crema's like different than cream in a way that I don't yet fully understand.
But it tasted amazing.
Yeah, probably more butter. Sunbasket makes it easy and convenient to cook healthy, delicious meals at home. And it doesn't matter how much experience you have in the kitchen. For example, I have limited to none.
And you still helped out and cooked. It was great.
I'm helping. Scrubbing vegetables.
Now you get more options than ever. Just go to the Sunbasket app and pick from 18 weekly recipes. Easily cook dishes like Buddha bowls with braised tofu, soba noodles, and cashew lime dressing.
Do they have Hindu bowls?
I hope so.
I'm all inclusive. Like a resort. Sunbasket also has a ton of options for different diets. They have paleo, gluten-free, lean and clean, vegan, Mediterranean, and family options.
Ooh, which we're going to have to start doing now that we are a little family and a little home. Sunbasket works with the best farms and suppliers to bring you fresh, organic produce and responsibly raised meats and seafood. And everything is pre-measured and delivered right to your door so you can get a healthy and delicious meal on the table in as little as 15 minutes.
Ding dong, who is it? A meal. There's something for everyone so you can be your kind of healthy.
Go to sunbasket.com/mess, M-E-S-S, today to learn more and get $35 off your first order.
That's sunbasket.com/mess, M-E-S-S, for $35 off.
Sunbasket.com/mess, M-E-S-S.
One more time, M-E-S-S. M-E-S-S.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. go to your happy price, Priceline.
Alrighty, we are back from our break, and we asked on our Insta stories for you guys to send in questions for
my mom and Mark are bonding over their hatred for me. Their mutual exasperation.
The sound of your mom groaning in the background.
I've heard it many a night. Oh, weird. I meant like she would go to bed and be like, I hate my daughter. She's ruining my life. And I would hear her.
You know that she doesn't get that from either myself.
Get what? Get what specifically? Because there's a lot of things I got. Burping. The burping is specifically. Okay, got it. Yeah, that's right. You do hate that.
Yes, I've always hated
that. You guys are squares. She's such a square. I can't tell her anything without her finding some random thing to suck the fun out of it. I'm like, I want to tell you something that I think is funny. And then she finds some way to be like, that was irresponsible. Or like, oh, well, I hope he's okay. I'm like, no, the point is that he got hurt. That's the funny part. You're a square.
Anyways, we went on our Instagrams and you guys asked us some questions about weed. And Morgan O. Sydney asked two questions.
Only one per person.
She said, do you find that sometimes it adds to your anxiety instead of helping it? Pretend that I said that in an English sentence.
I think
I don't think it. Oh, I did?
Yeah.
Cool.
I understood it.
But
maybe it's like when, you know how they say you can read anything if the words are jumbled up as long as the first and last letter are the same?
Yeah.
Maybe it's like that.
Yeah.
Where it wasn't really, but I still could comprehend it.
Huh.
Really makes you think, huh? What was the question?
Do you think it sometimes adds to your anxiety instead of helps it?
Maybe, but I'm high, so I can't really recognize it.
Very well said.
Thank you.
I smoke mostly to help with anxiety.
Yeah, I do too.
I was home for Thanksgiving and I didn't bring any weed. And I woke up one morning and my anxiety was so bad I was like almost at the point of crying.
Actually, I think I smoke it like, I'm not mostly for anxiety. Mine was like 20% anxiety. 100% concentrated power of will.
5% pleasure, 50%
pain, and 100% reason to remember the name. Fort Minor.
And then Morgan also asked, what's your favorite way to smoke it?
Used to be cavi cones, pre-rolled joints.
I forgot about cavi cones.
God, RIP, the fucking cavi cones. I can't find them anywhere.
You're the cavi queen. Cavi you are queen. Still, but we just
I
haven't.
I mean, it's like, yeah, it's like when I got stripped of my throne, but I'm still like the queen in the people's hearts, you know?
The People's Choice Award presented by E.
Presented by E.
I like blunts. I found.
I just hate rolling things. I guess I like pre-rolled blunts. Oh, with glass tips. Thanks, lifted extracts.
Dude, but for real, how do we get that?
Gotta show your booty.
Damn, I'll do it.
I
found these vegan blunt wraps. I don't know what makes them vegan.
Yeah,
I don't
vegan
care
ones.
That they're vegan.
The ones that are in the
white. They're not tobacco, and they're just, I don't know what it is, but it is,
That's why I don't like blunts is because it is tobacco.
I like it.
I'd rather just smoke a
every
joint.
Once in a while because it gives you a fun little head rush.
They are big. They're fun.
Yeah.
And it's not like it's hash. It's just like a little bit, but I still like don't. I'm like
I don't
not
like
it.
Spliffs where there's tobacco in it. That's
I didn't know.
Ew.
So in London, you know Tom Harlock.
In
London, bro. So I thought from my limited knowledge because all I've watched is Skins. That spliff was just what they
called a joint
that was just a term for it with it was just that but I didn't know
it's tobacco and weed mixed together.
Oh wait, no, I did know it was a spliff. Okay, so I knew that a spliff was mixed together, but I thought that they called, oh my god, okay,
you got it. I really believe
they call spliffs joints,
yeah,
because it can be to them they could be either one. And so to me a joint is just weed and a spliff is weed and whatever or tobacco, right? I'm having a mental breakdown. He said, here's a joint. And I thought it was just weed. And I smoked it and it had that in it. And I literally felt dizzy. I was like, what the fuck?
Ugh, that's
when we were in Amsterdam. That's like all they smoke in Amsterdam.
Oh, see, I hate spliffs.
Yeah.
If I smoke tobacco, it's literally because I'm smoking a blunt.
Yeah.
With tobacco wrapped in it. Or like wrapping it. Anyway.
My mom's having a heart attack.
I kind of got that sense. My back is to her, but I really have that sense that your mom is just like... in her chair.
She's like, she's like, words with friends. I'm just playing words with friends. Facebook.
Oh, Facebook memories of what used to be.
She literally, before we came back,
she was like, oh, look at this fun memory before you smoked weed.
Yeah, she's like, look at this 5 years ago. We went to farmers markets together and you were still in college and didn't drop out yet and didn't smoke weed. Oh, the good old days. Next question.
Alexia Catalina asked, hi, I've been thinking about trying weed, but I don't know how to go about help.
What? Hi, I've been interested in smoking marijuana. How do I
I don't
smoke
even
it?
Know. It just like happens.
Shut up. You said you were fine with
Kim it. Kim Possible, don't you have a sitch?
Yeah, my mom is dressed like Kim Possible. They can't see, though.
Yeah, I always forget.
But she is. Take our word for it. Yeah. She's dressed like Kim Possible.
And she's doing it well.
Doing it justice.
Yeah, I don't know. I just kind of always got it through friends at first.
Yeah.
And then I don't know. And living in LA, it's easy because we just go to a dispensary.
I didn't even really start smoking until I got here, so I really don't know how.
Yeah. I had a delivery man in New York who I found through a friend. But that's really, yeah, I don't really know. Good luck. Abby Adelman asked, how do you feel about young, parentheses, late middle school, early high school smoking weed?
I don't give a shit about anyone. I personally
would not want my kids to.
I'm never going to have kids, so I don't have to think about this.
Like, oh, that's deep. It's not that deep,
it's
actually,
not deep.
At all. No. I don't know. I feel like you should just be like a fucking late middle schooler,
like
early
like
high schooler.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really care though.
I would never tell someone to do with their life. Just as like
an
older
like,
person
if
now,
I was
I'm like
forced to make the law. I'd be like,
yeah, I'd be like, don't smoke. Like, just be a fucking eighth grader. Like, what
let's
are
do
you-
another prohibition.
Let's start it. Let's get it trending.
Yeah.
Somebody asked. I always say somebody, but Rebecca Chef asked, did you smoke at school? If so, what's the story? I was thinking of high school. I forget that I used to be, like, super against weed.
Uh-huh.
Like, in high school, I thought people who smoked weed were, like, bad people.
Oh.
And, I mean, in my defense, a lot of them were.
I'm a bad person.
Well, yeah.
That's why good things keep happening to me.
Also, I just saw your glasses, the way the light hits them, makes it look like you have a tear coming down.
I do.
I'm crying.
For all those high middle schoolers.
Save your youth.
Go to social studies. Where's your hall pass?
Mariah.
Care. Again.
No, Mariah LeBeck asks, how much money do you spend on weed? This is an
I get a lot for free.
Yeah, we're lucky that we get to do that.
I don't really know because I haven't calculated, but I will say sometimes I would go to the ATM and get like $200-$300.
Yeah, same.
And I don't know how long that would last me.
Same.
Close to a month.
Yeah, I would say in a month before I was getting
maybe
weed for
like
free. 400
a month.
Yeah, like $400 to $600 a month.
Yeah. That sounds pretty
but like
accurate.
I know that it's like a fun thing for me. So here I am justifying it because I'm afraid of like people being like, "That's ridiculous," which it
people,
is.
No, people
so.
Are like, "You're poor. That's nothing."
People are like, "What the fuck?" Tori J. Mitchell said, "Indica or sativa?" Also love this podcast. Thank you.
I don't care about you, love.
Love is not love.
Sativa.
I'm kind of getting into indicas.
Oh, into indicas?
I know.
Well, I sat on a sativa.
This is a comedy podcast.
Welcome to the comedy layer.
If you don't know, sativa and indica are like what? Different types? Like
indica is the ones from the Indica Mountains, well, which are like purple. And then sativa is like what's grown in California, whatever. And it's supposed to mean That indica makes you sleepy. Indica in the couch, couch. And sativa is supposed to lift you up, like be energetic. But I watched this thing. It was like Netflix Explained. Fake. And like basically, because they crossbreed all these and they grow all these generations of these new plants, it basically means nothing.
Yeah, that's
it's
what
like,
I heard.
Indica is like, it just it could be any kind of weed that makes you sleepy.
Yeah.
So it's just like, it's weird. But they were originally named because it was found in like the India Indica Mountains.
Oh, really?
Mountains, something like that, yeah.
That's so interesting. It's so crazy who must, like, I want to know who, like, found the first thing and was like, I want to smoke this.
Yeah, like, who was like, if
you
saw...
like, stumbled upon this fucking field on Indica Mountain and was like, this smells weird, I'm gonna smoke it. And he was like, whoa.
Yeah. Or they're like, oh, can it's an asparagus just... and this. Which do I eat? Or should I smoke one? Like, what, yeah, how do they, like, just trial and error?
I wish, does any, yeah, I don't know why I'm asking the two people who don't smoke.
Or aren't involved in the conversation. Yeah.
I was gonna be like, does anyone know?
/ trying to tune us
like,
out.
Like, do you think that they ate it?
Or, I like, really don't.
I feel like they probably tried
Where
to cook
Where do the cave
it.
Paintings come from?
Cavemen?
Right.
I think that's the literal answer to that.
Me have brain like cavemen.
Andrea Dela Cruz asks, what do you eat / crave when you get the munchies? The munchies, I will start by, are the worst thing about marijuana for me.
Yeah.
I know that some people smoke it so they get the munchies and eat. I don't have that problem at all. It is such a problem. What I mean, like, bitch, when I'm high, anything. Like, okay, in New York, I mean, no wonder I fucking lost like 50 pounds moving to LA, because I would order $30 or no.
Oh, I weighed myself. Do you want to know how much? Since I start, not like since before Cody, since June.
Since before Cody?
Yeah, June.
Okay.
90. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know, right?
Oh,
I was like, that's
God.
10 less than 100. I'm smarter than a fifth grader. And now I'm only
oh my God,
the weight of three of them instead of five.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I know. I was
oh
like, what the fuck?
God.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I saw that.
Well, no, I've been doing it on purpose this whole time.
Oh, okay.
And they have no idea what we're talking about. God,
love
we suck
that.
At this.
For me, I really, it's like in New York, I would spend like $30 on McDonald's and then $30 on Taco Bell. And then like I would
and
get.
And Taco Bell's really hard to spend a lot
on. It's really disgusting how I used to eat. I would get like, Eileen and I got a box of a dozen Krispy Kremes. Straight
That's,
from Penn Station and ate
I'm
the
gonna
whole.
I'm gonna throw up. You've told the story so many times, and it's still. I literally physically feel ill. All that sweets. Oh my God.
Oh, I feel ill thinking about it. It's disgusting.
Oh yeah, because you live through it.
Oh, I will say the one consistent thing when I'm high: a blue Powerade. I'm sorry, it
yeah,
has
oh,
to be
we?
Powerade.
We're like frantically trying
oh,
to find
Big Bear,
a blue Powerade.
I think.
Yeah.
I just wanted a goddamn blue Powerade.
Yeah, mine is really my main is for some reason because I never ate them growing up. Pillsbury crescent roll.
Oh,
for some reason I eat a whole.
Oh,
I can eat a whole roll.
I had them growing up. I can eat a whole thing.
I
yep.
eat 8 of them.
Sometimes raw.
No.
Oh no.
Oh my
no.
God.
Ew.
Really?
Who said that?
You,
you're fired.
You
Your
said
contract
it.
Is up.
Do you really do that?
I used.
Ew,
I mean, like
it's like raw dough. It's like
oh,
it's
shut
like it's
up.
Hard to like peel away. Ew, how do you even like chew? I think it's stuck in your. It's like raw.
Don't knock it till you've tried it.
I will knock it well before I try it. Why? Raw cookie dough is more acceptable, but I still think it's disgusting.
I still no, okay. If you're saying raw cookie dough is okay, I am.
The literal thing it comes in says raw cookie dough is not okay.
Yeah.
That's like smoking when you're pregnant.
But what I'm... but what have you
well,
heard...
Well, I guess people do
but
it,
But what
yeah.
have you heard about the fucking cookie dough? But with smoking while pregnant, like there are...
Salmonella.
Yeah, but like when
but
is the last...
But also it's gross. It's like grainy and globby and raw eggs.
I will say I'm
people
not as
sick.
Into it the
you
older I get
sick.
Because I really feel
you
it.
You guys are twisted.
Well, I've known all
you
of these.
You are just... I see you turning down my mic. Shut up.
Turn it up more, Mark.
Yeah,
just
he mutes
more,
it this whole
more.
Time. It's just a one-sided
oh my God,
conversation.
Can you imagine?
No, I can't, because he would never do that to me, because I am his boss, right? No,
I
can't fire
I don't know if that's
him.
How the family tree works.
The family
tree. The family tree.
The line of succession.
Wait, so what's your...
Sign? Aries.
No, oh, the crescent rolls.
Crescent rolls.
That's your sign.
Aries crescent. Rising sunshine.
Rising crescent Aries.
Sunflower.
I've also really been getting into like a nice creamy pasta with like garlic.
That's only when I'll eat pasta. I'm not a fan of tomato sauce that much. I do. I mean, like, I don't not like it, but if I'm having pasta,
mozzarella sticks.
10 times out of 10, I want a creamy sauce.
Oh, I mean, I really avoid dairy, but when I'm high,
it is. You do not. You always say to. You avoid dairy, and then something with cheese comes in, and you're like, I have to.
But it's mostly because I'm high. It's like, when I was just about to say, when I'm high, I try not to eat dairy, but when I'm high, it is like, all rules go out the window, and I literally wake up in the middle of the night with like stabbing pains, and I'm like, this wasn't worth it, don't do this again, and then I just do it again.
Yeah, but it is worth it.
Oh, it is. We only get one life, so like, we might as well just like really live it. Okay.
Or YOLO for short.
Thank you,
what if
Drake?
I use every letter?
What? Of the alphabet. I was like, for what? To grade this podcast?
End transmission. Shutting
just,
down.
That's just how we...
Beep, borp, beep, beep. Anyway.
Alrighty. Well, that is...
We've just got the signal, the merciful signal that we can end this show now. Thank you so much, guys. We really lasted. We really held on there at the end. We lost it.
Oh, lost it.
No, I said lasted.
Oh, well, this has been a confusing time.
It really has.
I feel like we should do a part two where we actually, like, answer more.
Oh, yeah. We really didn't talk about weed.
No, we really got sidetracked.
Yeah.
Well,
we'll try
again
later.
If you guys want a side two, if you guys want a part two... be sure to tweet us.
Yeah, be sure to turn the tape over.
and play it at one
point.
the B-side.
This is NPR.
That's so funny. Anyway, if you want a part two, feel free to tweet us. I'm Chris Clemens on Twitter and Instagram, and Christine is C. Sidelko.
Don't tweet me. Bye. Don't miss. Don't miss.